I'm sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Ball.
Yes.
He'll be right with you.
All right.
George, how are you? Did you ever... We've got some information, you know, that Jacques' visit has been canceled to the United States by de Gaulle, that he didn't want him coming around here. That French minister would be misunderstood. That lends a special interest again to Adlai's trip. Have we ever found out what the genesis of that was?
Yes, I spoke to him yesterday. He's coming down tomorrow, to be here Friday. What
yeah.
he said was this, that he's going over to a NATO war college as a... station, and he had been asked to go over and give a speech. And he had simply mentioned to the French delegate at the UN in New York that he was going to do this, and this fellow had said, well, I hope you'll go see Kuhn while you're there. And Stevenson said, well, I don't have any particular business to do. And he said, well, I think he'd like to see you. And so... this fellow went back to Paris, and apparently he arranged the meeting with Kuhn, but I didn't get the sense from Adlai that there had been anything firm arranged with the general.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine.
So this fellow had simply said that...
Well, as long as we keep it on that basis, that's fine.
Just, he's going to be down on Friday, and I think we could either have him...
When does he go?
It's the end of the month.
Right. Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, anyway.
Good. Okay. Thanks,
right.
George.
Thank you.
Well, you see, the Pentagon also pointed out, the Defense Secretary Robinson said in the news conference, that there were no U.S. military personnel operating in the invasion. That's the point that I didn't want to make, is if they make that generalization, then it looks like the distinction between a guardsman and not a guardsman is the key thing.
Right.
I thought we went into that.
We did, and when I heard the statement, it was flatly that no Arkansas National Guardsmen were there.
The fact of the matter is that former U.S. guardsmen, military guardsmen from Alabama, were in combat
right.
operations. So what's the sense in pointing... Then that looks like there's some tricky distinction here.
Right.
I thought I'd made that point to him.
You did, and this General Wilson didn't put out anything but what you said. They read it to me over the phone.
Somebody asked him what they mean by saying that about McNamara, no U.S. military personnel, because the fact of the matter is, we know that. Nobody has said that. They're talking about former guardsmen.
Right.
The point is, General, I told you that, but I didn't want these two things joined together, because one then looks like the key word is... Guardsman.
Right. And Sylvester had it absolutely clear, and he put it out clear. But I'll check up and see what McNamara did.
Well, no, McNamara didn't put out anything. It says the Pentagon is the same thing.
Well, I'll check on
I'd like
right.
to find out why they included that statement. Because how does that... Then what does that mean that... What do you call the Alabama group?
Right.
They're not U.S. military personnel, but then it then looks like what we're doing is separating guardsmen from other people. And the fact of the matter, nobody did it.
Nobody did it.
That's
nobody
what I told
them. Well, they had it straight when they
All
called
right,
me.
Let's find out about it.
I'll check on it right away.
Find out about it.
I'll check on it.
Ready.
sir.
Oh, how'd you read Mr. Dodd's?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think of it?
Well, it's temperate and about as good a presentation of that point of view as you can get. I'm debating whether I should answer it again.
Why don't you get another one ready and let me look at it?
All right.
I think you might point out, two or three. One point is that if we'd gotten an agreement 4 years ago, you wouldn't have perhaps had these tests.
I think that's right. If we had an agreement 4 years ago, we'd have been a lot better off.
If we had not been, if we'd been able, because the fact of the matter is, it isn't, we tested, he gives the impression in that letter that it's the Soviet testing that's closed as if we didn't test.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is that we were ahead. The more they test, the more we test. Even if we each ran 100 tests,
we tend to equalize.
We tend to equalize, and so that will be with anyone else who begins to develop. They'll start way behind, and if each country continues to test, because you can't make those kind of extraordinary advances you made at the beginning. And the fact of the matter is, if we'd gotten the agreement back in 59, or whenever it was we started, if it had prevented this last series of tests, we would have been better off. The second thing is, that neutron bomb, he's a nut on the neutron bomb. 2 years ago, I think he was making some speeches about it. It was right around the corner, wasn't he?
Yes, yes.
The fact of the matter is, I don't see the neutron bomb as making any specific difference.
Neither do I. And well, I've got to write, I think, tone this grip with you, Mr. President, that arguing with Tom Dodd is better than arguing with a Republican on this. It just so happens that Dodd and I have friends.
Yeah.
And
why
I've got a not... cordial note.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's see what you get.
I'll get it over to you.
And then let me look at it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Interview with this fellow Frederick Earle, who's the president of the board of
directors. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I wanted you to understand that as far as the department was concerned, we hit him very, very hard, and he had no basis for saying he got any sympathy.
He said not only on the Woolens, but the other thing is that we understood we were sympathetic about his trade with the Soviet.
That's what I mean. No, on the Soviet trade.
Yeah.
I talked to him myself, and we've never been rougher with anybody, so I've gotten getting David Ormsby Gore in, and we're going to have him send a message to London that if Earle hadn't got any such idea, he's completely mistaken, that this is a matter we feel deeply and strongly about, and it's going to cause great trouble here.
Is this on the pipe or just generally?
On the pipe.
Did he bring up the pipe?
Well, I brought up the pipe, I brought up the ship for oil deal, and I brought up the sale of the Viscounts, all three.
Yeah.
We hit him very hard. I told him that on the pipe that they weren't going to get anything out of the pipe, but they were going to break the line, and the Germans were going to get the orders. But it would be very hard to enforce anything under on a Western embargo after this, and that furthermore, this was something that was really hurting the Soviet Union, as it made clear to us, and that if they went ahead with this, I foresaw very great problems in this country on cooperation on a lot of other things. And on the ship for oil deal, if this was the beginning of Soviet penetration, oil penetration, it was going to cause trouble in the Middle East, going to cause great trouble here, and so on. So that there was no doubt that he got the point, and this is kind of rather a crude play on his part to try to put us in this position.
Yeah.
So when the secretary has his press conference tomorrow, well, we're going to cook up a question and let him hit it hard there, too.
Right, right.
So that there'll be no doubt back in London as to what the...
I thought Walter Lippmann had a good article this morning.
Well, I think that's useful to begin to get this out. He misconstrued a little what Hallstein was saying, but I think the more we create the impression of concern here on this, whether the stronger our position will be, so it doesn't, doesn't worry me a bit.
Okay,
right.
That's fine.
Real bad.
What about that decision he joined in on that Mississippi, on that Louisiana statute about the race being on the ballot?
That was not good.
Yeah.
And his handling, he reopened Skelly Wright's school business. But actually, that's worked out better than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, he hasn't been too bad?
And he hasn't been impossible, no.
Which one? The one from Mississippi has been?
Cox has not been good. He's been sitting on a great many things.
Yeah.
Our other appointments down there have... they've done pretty well.
Are they?
I don't think we have anything to be embarrassed about on that.
Yeah, yeah.
We have as much trouble from from Republican appointees down there as we do from,
have we?
From the Democrats. Sure. Of course, they were all in Mississippi. They were all Eastlands anyhow.
Yeah. Why don't we see if we could get somebody? Could you have one of your boys to get up a memo on sort of the Republicans and the Democrats? Because this might get to be one of those issues that you talk about.
Sure.
So I'll be able to talk about it in case it comes up again.
Will do.
Excellent. What about the inner handle? I see Drew's on that again.
Oh, I didn't see it this morning. Right. Well, I knew he would be.
Yeah. So. Right. Okay, good.
He's it's better principle of him.
Yeah, okay.
He never settled.
I know. Right.
President.
How are you?
How are you?
Very good. Fine.
I just had some sad news. Tom Shanahan in New York passed away this morning.
Oh, did he? Did he?
Yes. You know, he was in an automobile accident.
I didn't know that.
Yes. About 2 weeks ago, he went right through the windshield, and he had an awful time. He really had his purgatory here on earth.
Did he?
The last 2 weeks.
Was he unconscious?
Well, no, he was conscious all along, just towards the end, I guess. First it was his leg, and he was on the operating table about from 8:30 to 10:30 at night, and they thought they'd lose his leg, and then his ribs were all crushed, and then his kidneys got involved, so I guess that's what killed him. But he was a really good friend of yours from way back.
Is his wife, he's got a widow?
Yes, and children.
I didn't know he was even sicker. I would have sent him something. I'll send her. Let me put you on to some girl. Would you give him where I can send something? A message? Wait just a second.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Bill? 6192.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Mrs. Shanahan. That's Thomas Shanahan. Mrs. Thomas Shanahan.
Uh-huh.
And it's the 100, I don't have the exact address of Beach 143rd Street, 142nd Street, Beach 142nd, that's B-E-A-C-H, 142nd Street, in the Pont, Bell Harbor, 94 New York. His wife's name is Ann, A-N-N-E, I guess.
Okay.
And they have children. They have a